most of them were in again. There they receive some sheep and goats that was given to them. If they lose it, they will not go and get another one. So they got to take good care of it. One Indian received one goat, one sheep, up to a very child. The one that has big families, like 7 or 8 families, they the one that have 8 or 7 head of sheep. This is the way things went on. The government has a control on the Navajo people yet. And the government called my father again, because he was the leader of the Navajo people. He wanted for him to come back again about another week. Here, my father says that he was working among his own home for another week. And then another week had came for him to go to meet Guerrero down at Grant's. The army and some headmen of Guerrero wanted for him to know that Guerrero was going to go through his territory, because during the time of the treaty at Fort Wingate, Fort Summers. He was supposed to be, he was the first one to be known. The four leaders that signed the treaty was supposed to know what the government has to do through the reservation. So all the four of them were gathered up again and as took into Fort Wingate, and from Fort Wingate they went on down to meet the railroad company at Grant's. And they just talked it 2 days to discuss this over. Manlito was a leader then. He told the government, the general, that let it be. Let the railroad go through his country. The railroad was going to throw the railroad on the ice cave, over through the ice cave, and then on down to Inscription Rock, on down to Zuni, and up to St. John. But Manlito says that it would be the best place to follow the big canyon all the way down to the west, which is Gallup, Thoreau, Wingate, cause, the reason why is that the ford that they got at Fort Wingate has to do something about it also. So the agreement made for the railroad to go through Gallup, they needed some labors. So the big bosses went back to Fortifights and told quite a number of the Navajo people that railroad workers were needed. So they had to send some Navajo people, workers on the railroad. So since then, the railroad workers were hard at 50 cents a day, pick and shovel. Then on, this was around, well, I should say about 1869 or 1870. That was the time that the first Navajo people was hired to the railroad company. From there on, they set up the railroad through the Navajo territory. Quite a number of Navajo people was surprised that a big old horse was running by itself, was run by the fire. And wood was needed alongside the highway. Job was mostly open on through the railroad company, but wages were not so high. Finally, the wages was coming up to $1 a day and on to $1.50 a day. They adding it up just according to, I think it was how they work or what they are doing or something like that. It took about half a year from Grants to Gallup. From Gallup to Holbrook, it took the same amount of time. From Holbrook to Ashford, done the same thing. In 1903 or 1904, the railroad was through Gallup and on down to the west. From here on, time went on. Things were picking up different ways. Things that are being made in the East was being brought out to the west, up to the Californian coast and San Francisco. Things were getting more better and better every year. People has been working on railroad day and night. There was just only one track for quite a number of years. Says my father. He used to remember that, he says. After about 2 years' time, I was born. 2 years after the Fort Summers return, I was born in a little canyon near Tohatchee. Says my mother, and this is the way things has came up during their time of the early stage. From here, the Navajo people getting to realize that the living way of good way in peace was the way of they've been taught at Fort Summers. A free way of living, a peace way of living. Talk to people in a kindly way and try to help each other. This was the problem among Navajo people all through the reservation. Time went on. Years after years, things are getting more better than it was before. And quite a number of the good Navajo leader was given credit to what they have taught during the time of their returning. My father was one of them. And then one day it was alone 1975, between 1975 and 1980. He was called up to Gallup to come. Here, they wanted his statue to be built, the looks of him. He stayed with the Keller Company. In Gallup for about a month. His statue was being built in the east someplace. The looks of the great leader of the Navajo. His statue was being brought from the east.